Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. A public hearing on rural health care painted a dismal picture for patients across Minnesota. Caitlin Carroll is with the University of Minnesota School of Public Health and says every hospital closure is painful.
So when one hospital closes, it may give nearby surviving hospitals increased leverage to negotiate higher prices because they now have fewer competitors that the insurer can contract with.
Carroll testified that about 40% of rural hospitals are unprofitable. Governor Tim Walz released his 2026 infrastructure plan today, proposing a $970 million investment in public safety, clean water, transportation, and housing across Minnesota. Major projects include a $61 million expansion at the Rush City Correctional Facility and $47 million for the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension's Bemidji Office and Crime Lab. The proposal would be funded through $700 million in general obligation bonds and $207 million from other sources. Lawmakers will review the plan during the upcoming legislative session. State and local officials say most of the ICE protests in Minnesota have been peaceful, but Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says there were unlawful acts following the ICE shooting of a man last night in North Minneapolis.
There are individuals throwing fireworks at police officers, individuals throwing ice, rocks, other projectiles at police officers. It is well past the line, and at multiple times, gas has been deployed.
President Trump is threatening to bring in the military to stop what he calls insurrectionists from attacking the patriots of ICE. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer is condemning the unrest unfolding in Minneapolis, calling the recent destruction and violence abhorrent. In other headlines, more than 100 Minnesota clergy visited Target's headquarters today demanding action after federal agents allegedly assaulted two employees at a Richfield store last week. Videos of the assault and others like it have spread online. Isaiah co-executive director Janae Bates says it's wild that Target's slogan is to expect more and pay less.
We have expected the bare minimum.
Right.
And we've got nothing but silence.
Right.
And we have paid gravely for it.
Yeah.
And so we are here today calling on Target to stand up, to be a corporate leader.
The family of Renee Good has hired the Chicago law firm Romanucci and Blandin, the same firm that secured a $27 million settlement for the family of George Floyd. The firm announced it has launched a civil investigation into Good's shooting death on behalf of her partner, Becca, along with her parents and her siblings. This is MNN.